I made a statement yesterday. A whole bunch of pastors are getting together and they're thinking and talking about getting out of our 501c3s. You know, we're going to just get out from under government control. So if we're out from under government control, we don't have a 501c, they cannot come in and tell us what to do. They can't tell us what we preach or nothing else. Of course, the thing about it is, any money you give to a church that's not a member of that, you will not be able to deduct it from your income tax. But who do you want your blessing from, God or the federal government? I do too. That's where I want mine, from God. The federal government, most people don't know this. They say, well, I gave $10,000 to the church last year, so I got a $10,000 deduction. No, you didn't look at your income tax form very well. From where you put it on there to where it goes on the line, it cuts it half in two. So if you give a $10,000 deduction or $10,000 gift to the church, when it transfers to the line where it shows a deduction, it comes across as $5,000, not $10,000. So you only got a $5,000 deduction anyway. Most people really don't know that. They never look at their income tax forms close enough to see what you really have. But at least you still got that little deduction. But if we decide to do this and we decide to get out of this, then we're going to be totally out from under government control. I think that's where the church should be. I don't think the church ought to be within control of the federal government. I don't think anybody except God ought to be walking that door and telling me what to teach from this pulpit. I ought to be able to teach what I want to, and it ought to be right out of God's word. And there should be nobody, no organization be able to stop me. Now then, like I told a group yesterday, we had the mayor in some city, I forgot the name of it, in California, and he got his churches all together, the pastors, and he told them we needed to make sure we keep our city Christian. Well, I mean within hours, the ACLU filed a lawsuit on him. And within hours, the Sea Air, the Muslim organization, filed a lawsuit on him too, because he wants only Christians. The Muslims want the right to come in and do what they want to do, and then they want to shut you down and tell you to get out, that you're an infidel dog, but you can't say nothing to them about that. It's amazing how they are doing these things they're doing. Well, let me tell you, I am about ready to say, hey, until we get a group of men like that man, of course, I was amazed to think that when that man, first thing he did when they filed the lawsuits on him, is got those organizations together and apologized for what he said. I thought, oh, what a wimp. You gutless wonder. He should have stood up and said, let's call these guys together, and we want to make sure if they're going to sue us, we want this city to be a city under the Lord Jesus Christ, and we don't want nobody else in this city. We don't want nobody here that does not believe in Jesus. We don't want any Muslim organizations here. We don't want any Buddhist organizations here. We want people that are born again, filled with the Spirit of the living God. That's who we want. Amen. Is that the way we should be?
Yes.
If we want to live in peace, you got to have Christians. I mean, you got to have Christians that know God. And you got to have Christians that will obey the word. Give thanks in all things. It's hard to give thanks in all things. You know that? But what did the Lord tell us to do? Give thanks in all things. So if he did this week, let's try our best to give thanks in all things. You know, I don't care if it's going good or bad. Give thanks in all things because God told us to. You want him to bless you this week? Then you do what he says, whatever he says. Now then, we're going to talk about, we're going to go into the book of Matthew to start out with here. We're going to talk about being a servant. Nobody wants to be a servant. Nobody wants to be a slave. They want to be the boss. They want to tell people what to do. But that's not the way the kingdom of God works. Let's see what Jesus has to say here. Let's start off with Matthew 23:11. And let's see what he says. Right off in Matthew 23:11, he makes an awesome, bold statement here. And it says, but he that is greatest among you. Oh, the greatest? Now, Jesus looks at things different than we do. He that will be the greatest among you will be your servant. Isn't that something? Somebody said, well, if you think I'm going to be his servant, you got another thought coming. Have you ever heard anybody say something like that? Sure. I'm not going to be his servant. You think I'm going to pull his shoes off at night when he comes in? Give me a break. He's not worthy of that. Just like my wife the other night, I was laying there in bed, and she crawled in bed. She reached down with her feet and touched my feet. She said, honey, your feet are cold. I said, well, yeah, I know it's cold outside, and I didn't turn the heat up very much before I come to bed. She said, would you like some socks? I said, well, I don't want to have to get up and get them. She said, no problem. I'll get up and get them for you. She jumped out of bed, run in there and got a pair of socks and come put them on. I said, stick them feet out from under the cover. And she put my socks on me. I thought, now that's a servant. Now, what did the king say? The greatest among you will be your servant. See, when we're willing to be a servant, he'll bless us, won't he, Tom? See, yeah, I didn't want to get up in the cold to go put on a pair of socks, but man, she just jumped right out of there with her bare feet. She said, well, I'll just get me a pair too while I'm up. See, she put a pair on her and a pair on me too. And so then we had warm feet. See, now then, you know what? Some women would tell their husband, first of all, if they feel his cold feet, they just say, ooh, get away from me. I don't want you to touch me or them things. They wouldn't think about getting up and getting him a pair of socks, would they? No. But who is going to be the greatest among us as Christians? The servant. Wow. I mean, would you like for Jesus to say, you were one of the greatest I had down there on earth? Would you love for him to say that? Sure.
Oh, yes.
But it's going to be costly, isn't it? It's going to be very costly, especially whenever you have to be a servant to somebody you don't like.
Doesn't this go right along with love your neighbor as yourself?
Of course it does. That's of course. Love your neighbor as yourself. That is the great commandment from our King. Love your neighbor as yourself. Whenever somebody's reading you the riot act, you know, it's hard to love them, isn't it? And it's very hard to love them. And sometimes even when it's your mate, you know, if we had people that would do this, if they would give thanks and they would be a servant to all, how many divorces would we have in America today in the church?
Zero.
Zero. There wouldn't be no such thing. If a man and woman was willing to be a servant to each other, we would have absolutely no divorces. There would not be such a thing. But people are not willing to be a servant. They don't want to be one. I mean, you know, I can think of the times I've seen this. In fact, I was at a wedding years ago. The chairman of deacons at that time at the church I was in, his daughter was getting married. And I knew both the man and his wife and the daughter real well. I'd been in that church many years. I was a deacon in that church. At the present time, he was the chairman of the deacons there. And we was having a reception out on Lake Louisville. And they had everything so nice, you know, and the cake and all the stuff and everything. And we were all out there. And the man asked his wife to go do something. And she said, I don't want to go do that. You want that done, you go do it yourself. And I walked up to her and I told her, I said, do you know, the Word of God says you're supposed to submit to him? She said, if you think I'm going to submit to him, you got another thing coming. I said, oh, me. I said, I wouldn't want to be in your shoes. But, you know, she never did see that. Obviously, nobody in church she'd ever been had never read that scripture. And if she'd ever read it, it went right over her head. Wives, submit to your husbands in all things. I mean, did I write the book? Who wrote that book? God did. The Holy Spirit inspired those writings. Now then, if he tells, of course, the man, well, I mean, you know, he was a really a loving type guy. And so when she said that, he just said, okay, no problem. So he just went out the car and got the stuff and brought it back in himself. You know, he didn't fuss at her or nothing. He just went and got it. So which one of those was the servant? The husband. Yeah, he's the one. He didn't retaliate. He didn't fuss at her. I mean, I looked him right in the eye to see if he was going to, you know, I mean, you can tell for guys, you do like these things, boy, I'd like to punch you out. That's what I'd like to do to you. You know, you can tell Casey Scott, when you look at him, what they thought. He never had a thought, bad thought at all. He just said, okay, honey, no problem. I'll go get it. If you don't want to do it, I'll go do it. He just went right out there to the car and come back, brought everything. He was as happy as he could be the rest of the night. I thought to myself, woman, you better be careful. You're setting yourself up for something you ain't going to like. But if he hadn't been that gentle, kind, sweet, loving husband, They could have had a knockdown dragout when they got home over that. You know that? And then there could have been a divorce because neither one of them is doing what it said. But since he did what God told him to do, be a servant. You know? And so if God told us, be a servant, did he classify this as man or wife here, or man or woman? What did he tell us? Just be a servant. If you're my child. And do you want to be great? Well, now, when you get to the kingdom, how would you like for God to put his hand on your shoulder and say, I'm sorry, you didn't do what I told you, so into outer darkness where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth. Would you like to hear him say that? Or would you just like, would you like to see him look you in the eye and say, well, welcome home, but you don't get no rewards? You don't want to hear that either? What do you want to hear? Well done, my faithful servant. Come in. That's what you want to hear, right? Of course, that's what we all want to hear. But are we all going to hear that? Probably not. Because we don't meet the criteria down here on earth. He gives us a full set of instructions what to do. But he that is greatest among you shall be your servant. Now, if you think about this and let this soak in, I think all of us as Christians, deep in our heart, really as a son of God, if we really are children of God, we have that desire in our heart to be great in the kingdom. Should that be the way it should be? Of course. We should want to be great in the kingdom of God. We should want to be real children of God. So therefore, we need to be a servant to all of our brothers and sisters in Christ. You know, we need to be willing to serve them. You know, so if somebody, your mate, does something that's mean to you, you need to just, in fact, I've made this statement several times. I said, if my wife were to lose it with me and get all blowed out and start screaming and hollering, I'd just get up and grab her. If I had to hold her, I'd pull her up close to me and kiss her or something. And while she's screaming and kicking, and I'd keep doing that until she finally got okay. It don't take long, does it? Well, but I mean, you know, what does most people do? They get to fighting and screaming with them, right? And then you got a knockdown drag out, you know, and then we got all these problems. So what did the Lord tell us to do? Be a servant. You know, so don't, if you ever get blowed out over some little, some stupid something, don't both of you get mad at the same time. Because one of you get mad, the other one, if he or she has contained themselves, then you can overcome it. And in a few minutes, it's all blowed away, right?
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, A Servant's Heart, in its entirety or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.